We're going to continue on with today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availabilities, and we're joined by Kyle Busch, driver number 18, Interstate Batteries Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We're going to open the floor up for questions. We'll start with the postman and then go back to Dom.
Kyle, Steve Post from Motor Racing Network. Qualifying, sitting on pit road, the process we're going through now, getting it lined up, the whole system. What's that like from your perspective, not having things in your control? Just what's that like from your perspective?
Well, it's stressful. You don't want to be the first guy because you're just towing the line that's going to be faster than you behind you. So you're always trying to figure out how to make it. Well, everybody's trying to figure out how to be the last guy to make it across the start-finish line with having 0 seconds left on the clock to not having their time disallowed to be able to go out there and draft their way to a faster lap time. And like I said, it's just stressful. You're trying to get up to speed, and how fast you get up to speed, guys jumping guys at the end of the line. Obviously, there's a bigger apron at Las Vegas, what we saw there, than there is here. So you're not really going to be able to make many moves once you get to the grass, the center of the corner. So it's, tune in. It's going to be exciting.
We'll go next to Dominic and then the Bomb.
Dominic, got to go on with the Racing Experts group. So of your 199 National Touring Series wins, how many can you recall vividly or give like a narrative on, like, if someone were to ask you, like walking down the road?
I don't know. I'd like to think probably at least 80-85% of them I can probably remember what all went down and what happened in that day. And there's even losses that you can kind of remember and think, oh yeah, I think I ran seventh that day or whatever it might be, So there's definitely particular events that resonate in your mind. But I've run 996 of them or whatever the heck it is. And so there's going to be a few that I forget. So forgive me.
Go next to Bob and then the Wolfgang.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Did you practice pit road speed in this first practice in preparation for these, having this rule in qualifying? And what do you think of having the rule in qualifying?
When we all leave our pit stall and we go down to the end of pit road, I don't really understand the need for it there because there's nobody down there. I don't see any safety issues, but obviously somebody did. So, that's probably why we have a pit road speed. But I can get it on the entry and on the way in, but by that point, you're not racing anybody anymore. You're just coming in, cruising in, and just trying to slow down and cruise back to your box. So, it's going to be – we're all going to go down there and sit at the end anyways, and then we're all going to launch, and whether or not we speed on the way out because the guys in the further back are going to try to hustle, that's where you're going to get busted if you're not careful.
Wolfgang?
Wolfgang Munzer from German Rennsport Press Agency. What's your opinion about the wind situation?
It's windy. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I wear a hat, because otherwise my lack of hair will blow away. It's definitely interesting. One and two, you're pretty good. It doesn't really bother you much down there. It's actually okay in one and two. And then when you get down to three and four, especially off of the turn four, the wind definitely blows you way out towards the outside wall. And it's aggressive too. If it catches you off guard, like it did me the first lap in the Xfinity car, then you can almost knock the wall down. So, it's kind of what we got. It's going to be about the same tomorrow too. So,
go next to Justin.
Justin Schuler, Speedway Media. So with this new package, I noticed you guys going into turn one, and that radar was showing you guys about 180 to 182. It's a lot slower than the other years. You guys usually go.
Yeah, they probably need to take that down.
Does that have a difference with the handling of the car going into turn one compared to last year's?
Yeah. I mean, the characteristics before was that the car was always kind of up on top of the track and you were sliding around just trying to control that grip level and keeping the tire under you, keeping the car under you, and kind of figuring out where that threshold was of enough slip and not enough slip. Where now the cars are pretty stuck, pretty gripped up. There's not a whole lot of slip. You're wide open through one and two and just turning the steering wheel, So it's kind of what you got.
Additional questions for Kyle Busch? We'll go to Claire B.
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. All the conversation about you getting the win for the 200th, does that ramp you? I mean, you want to win every race. It wouldn't matter, I suppose, for a number. But you know there's been a lot of conversation about it. You have been the topic of conversation 24/7. It's kind of wild, right? What's your reaction to that? How does that motivate you, or how does that affect your thoughts about the weekend?
It doesn't change anything. You know, just come out here, and I'm entered in both races and come out here, try to do our best job we can and try to win. You know, if we win on Saturday and that's win 200, then so be it. You know, it is what it is. I'm certainly not going to sandbag a race or throw a race away to try to win 200 in a cup race. It's just that's just not my way of going about things. So if it happens, it happens on Saturday, then there'll be maybe a hat or something in victory lane, and other than that, we go on into the next one. You know, there's not going to be much celebration around it because it's just going to be focused on the next race, which is going to be the next day.
Go next to Bob.
Are you feeling that a lot of people are talking about this? Are you feeling all of that energy? Are your ears burning, or can you block it out?
No, certainly I've had, you know, a few of my friends and stuff like that. They've sent me some links of some stuff this week of some articles and things. But, you know, like some of the I read what Richard said the other day, which was cool. You know, he talked about how, like, if I was thrown back in their era with Pearson and Petty, like, I could compete with those guys. You know, that's very respectful. I appreciate that and honored that he said that. I feel as though, you know, I'd like to think the same way that I could do it. But it doesn't matter. It's just, it's a different time, different place. But overall, excited to just continue on and keep winning.
Bob?
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Next week, Martinsville. Obviously, there was a lot of debate over the way that race finished last October. Do you think does that change at all how people will race Martinsville last lap in the future?
In the fall race, for sure. You know, I don't think the spring race is going to see much difference. I think the fall race will, for sure. You know, it's kind of a I wouldn't say it was Joey's last-ditch effort, but it was certainly one of those kind of moments that if he didn't do what he did, would he have made it to Homestead? We won't ever know. But obviously it can take those situations sometimes that you can move a guy out of the way or pile drive a guy out of the way in order to make your way into the Final Four. And then you get to Homestead and everybody races fine. So, you know, kind of all worked out, I guess.
Additional questions for Kyle? Up here, Joe.
Hey, no, Kyle.
Hey.
Man, you're so cool, calm, and collective. You know? I got all these questions coming to you. Does it get any easier for you, man?
Easier?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing in life easy, man. I'd certainly, you know, there's bigger challenges than others. There's certainly better days than others, but right now it's a good time to be associated with Joe Gibbs Racing and Toyota and M&M's and Interstate Batteries and everybody that helps me, and to for my guys, I'd like to think they would say it's a good time to be associated with me and the way that things are kind of rolling right now. So we just got to keep that going, and you never know how long it'll all go, but you continue to just work hard and do your job and continue to work at everything to continue to get better and evolve, because the sport, things we were doing 6 months ago is not what we're doing today, you know, so you just got to keep rolling and keep going.
Kyle, thanks for taking the time today. Good luck this weekend.